I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're going to get Billy Lucci in here. Talk a little Texas A&M football. Lucci and Texags, along with Green Print Real Estate Group, are working together and bringing Isaiah Spiller and safety Damani Richardson in as part of a $10,000 each deal sponsored by Green Print for exclusive feature interviews on texags.com heading into next week's SEC Media Days. The agreement is contracted under the new NIL. The SEC Media Days are this week, right? This week. So we'll see exactly what this entails. And this is, I don't know if we've got any other websites. So Texags is one of the largest in the country. It's one of the biggest websites, college websites, football websites in the country. Not football, but all sports. So Lucci and the guys over there making a little bit of history here in signing Isaiah Spiller and Damani Richardson to these deals. And Billy Lucci is joining us from Texags right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What's up, Lucci?
What's up, Bernardo?
How you doing, pal?
Been too long.
Yeah, it has been. Well, we got a football season coming up. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about it. A lot of good football players that you guys have got over there. So we'll talk about that. So tell us about this deal with Green Print and Isaiah Spiller and Damani Richardson. I haven't seen any other websites that cover teams doing this. You've got exclusive. Now, is it just an exclusive for these features, or how long you guys got these guys tied up for?
So it was something that I've been thinking about for a while, ever since, you know, even before the NIL went into play, just knowing it was coming down the pike, and just did a lot of research, kind of read everything I could from around the country and kind of tried to get a feel for where things were going to go and what was going to be, you know, legal and what you could do. And my thought was, I'm going to improve the content on our site. And if we can get people to sponsor that content and not, you know, kind of put ourselves out there in terms of losing money or anything like that. I didn't want to overinvest for interviews or whatever. So I just thought about, you know, this was going to be something we were going to be able to do. And when the time came, it was either sit back, like you said, John, I haven't seen anyone do this particular thing yet. I did read about one of the flagship stations at a major school was going to sign up. I believe it's five guys. I think the Sports Business Journal put that out, like five guys for $25,000 apiece to come on weekly throughout the season. So I started thinking about it. I said, well, I could just sit back and wait or do it because I want us to do it anyway. These were one-offs with Spiller and Damani, but the plan, my plan, what I really want to do is, it's not a secret. I mean, I'll tell you about it. What I want to do is really get about four players, one on offense, one on defense, and just have them kind of alternate weeks. 20-minute segment, back-to-back, offense, defense, maybe before or after they do media day. Just, you know, it's football season, it's college, and I just thought that would be kind of a good way to start things off for year one. And I don't know where it goes. I honestly don't think this thing's going to last more than about I know everybody says, well, you've opened up, not me, but the NIL has opened up Pandora's box and there's no going back. I think there is going back because I think people that made a big deal about this are going to kind of sit back pretty soon and go, oh, wow, that was actually nothing. Not just from the price standpoint, but also from the just the litany of ways this thing can go.
Well, I think it's going to – I'll disagree with it. It's going to go away. I think it's going to just be, this kid's got a deal. This kid's got a deal. Oh, well, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
Guys are getting deals all over the place.
You think people just get numb to it.
Yeah. Just going to be part of the game. That's all it is. Dell and I were talking about this, and you had seen it. You and you're talking about it too. Is having guys on a weekly basis. And Dell's point was, ooh, I'm not sure. Coaches just hate this. First of all, and Jimbo doesn't even let freshmen talk, right? So, So my point was, oh, really? Well, if Jimbo or any other coach tries to stop it, kids are going to be telling everybody else, hey, you're in my pocket. And, oh, by the way, don't come here because the coaches are limiting how much money we can make here. So I think coaches are all going to have to buy into all of this stuff. Otherwise, you're going to be known as a place where guys aren't going to want to go because they can't get their bag.
No doubt about it. And the coaches, here's the funny thing is, the coaches have to embrace it. And the coaches can't really have anything to do with the, coordination of it or which players get what or who does what. And so... But yet they're all going to embrace it in terms of, Nick Saban's as old school as they come. Imagine, do you not think that deep down he doesn't want some article coming out about how much one of his star players got paid? And it's going to help. Because like you just said, not only do you not want it used against you in recruiting, deep down you're not going to complain if it works for you. But then at the same time, the more it works for you, the more money going on, then you wonder about the locker room and is the wealth being spread around or is it just your four or five star players that are getting all the money? There's all kinds of dynamics. But I got a funny one for you because, of our friendship with Summy and then it just being an A&M thing. Imagine if in 2012 Johnny Manziel beats Bama and he hasn't talked all year. Remember, even in NIL days, people weren't going to be sponsoring Johnny after he won the job. No one knew he was even going to be the QB, and then it would have taken a few weeks. But what if after the Bama game, he goes and beats Alabama and Bryant Denny, and somebody's like, okay, buddy, I guess we're going to have to break this freshman thing. You're going to have to talk. And he says, sorry, coach, I got a $250,000 deal with Big Cat and PFT at Barstool. They're coming to College Station tomorrow for an exclusive. Can't do it. And it'll be the best $250,000 that Barstool ever spent because every fan in the world in sports at that time would have been tuning in on a Sunday to watch them sit down with Johnny Football.
We talked about this just a little while ago. Getting exclusives with kids. No, I'm not doing a post-game interview. I'm doing it with one radio station that I've got an exclusivity with. And you know what? Now the NFL has rules. College football. And here's the thing about the NCAA. And you were looking up the legality. What legality, Luch? There's no rules. There are no rules on this thing.
Yeah. Well, you know me, and people don't think this about they like Texas OU fans. They like to think that Texags, does whatever they want. And Lucci's some kind of renegade. You guys that know me know that I'm actually the exact opposite. But I am gonna try. Like you, you and I are the same way that you could do what's best for your business. And here's the way I thought about this one, just as simple as I can put it. We got all kinds of pub, good, bad, indifferent. We were in the news. The sponsor and other potential sponsors now looking at the attention that Green Print got for this for a $20,000 sponsorship was off the chart. The player gets paid. It's a brave new world. You should have seen, Isaiah's family came up from Houston, got a message from Damani's dad. They're just thanking, they just loved it. But here's the other thing. Those kids, like in today's world, everybody wants to say, oh, this is what's wrong with college football. First thing, $10,000 an hour, for an interview. Yeah, that's a lot. But at the same time, the 85th player on the roster at Miami got $6,000 a week or two ago for Instagramming something about a gym one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, this isn't Pandora's box was already open.
Oh,
and then my other part about it is this. I think if the way no one's talking about like Learfield, John, IMG, like these for the last decade or so, these companies have paid athletic departments millions and millions of dollars for their exclusive rights. Now, they don't have exclusive rights to the kids, but what's happened over time is you go around the country, these athletes are kind of, you know, huddled in and kept away from. I interviewed Kellen Mond at the end of last year. It's the first sit-down, like, extensive interview anyone had with him, and that's not a Jimbo thing. That's not a Dana thing. That's not a Tom Herman or Sark. It is college football now, the media, the traditional media that we grew up knowing, the access to these athletes because of the demands on their time and because of Learfield, IMG, it's less and less and less. And they want to produce all this stuff in-house because these big agencies have paid for it, and they pressure them to do that. The players aren't getting 1 cent out of that. No one's ever complained. As soon as a player makes $10,000 or a media company is willing to kind of step out there, then all of a sudden it's the most unethical. Oh, yeah.
It's the ruination of college football. Why'd you pick those guys? I would have thought. Here's we had a couple of guys that are into this, Dusty Stanfield, and we had them in studio, and they were talking about this is a quarterback deal though. Why did you pick these guys as opposed to Haynes King?
Well, like right now, to me, like you know, Haynes isn't the starting quarterback yet. I think he'll end up winning the job, but it's an ongoing battle. That is, you know, when I talk about wanting guys in the fall, that would certainly be somebody I would think of. And the other thing I've thought of it like you guys did, but my goal is to not go out here and sign any kid to an exclusive deal. But like you said, we know it's coming. And if five of the A&M guys go, then I've got 80 other ones, you know, to pick from to do interviews. But the exclusive, that did, for whatever reason, the idea of that kind of rubs me wrong.
Yeah.
Just from that. But it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
But, yeah, Haynes, DeMarvin Leal, going to be a top 10 pick.
Yep.
Kenyon Green's another guy. Jalen Weidemeyer. It'll be interesting as time goes on, too, because some of these guys, there might be some pretty what we think are lucrative deals, and they might say, yeah, no, like Spencer Rattler. I just got paid $150,000 to go to an autograph signing in Chicago, so doing a weekly radio segment for X amount, which is going to be nowhere near that, just doesn't quite appeal to me to have to commit to that for 7 weeks or whatever it is. So there'll be some of that as well, which is going to be really fascinating when, I was sitting there. I know you guys talk a lot about Dan Campbell, and y'all obviously know Leckler well from his time in Houston. But we're sitting there, and McKinney, the four of us, are sitting there in college. Four of us, the two-bedroom apartment, so they can make their $600 scholarship check go as far as it possibly can. And you may have guys turning down a $10,000 interview or a deal for. $10,000 to do an interview once a week all season. Some of those guys may be like, I'm okay, thanks.
Right.
That's the wild world we live in.
All right, we got to take a break. You got a minute? Because I want to talk about the team on the other side. All right, Luce is going to stay with us here. We got to talk about this team and some other stuff going on right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
Step by step.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Billy Lucci joining us from Texags. You know how I know that Texags is huge? You know how I know? It's because he's setting up deals for $10,000. For players, and he's hiring David Nuno away from Channel 13. That's how I know he's huge. Okay, I don't know how you got that done.
That's probably why we had to do it. That's why we had to do the we had to do it to cover Nuno. I mean, it wasn't. And jokes aside, man, I didn't think there were. I knew where David wanted to go, like with his life long term. Kind of getting back here was something that I knew was always in the back of his mind. But I also know how much he loves Channel 13 and especially working for Wendy. And so I didn't think there was really any way that was going to happen. So I was really excited. And I know you were giving him all kinds of hell about me. So I said, I'll get Granato back at some point when we're hanging out. But
I didn't get that.
You got to plan these things to get Granato back.
I didn't see Wendy in for you. I just didn't see that. I'm sorry. Looch.
He said, what did you tell him? What are they letting you sleep in the office and live in the office?
Yeah. What about Anna here? Okay. Did Nuno take her job or she's coming back to school, you know. We gotta make sure Anna's got a place.
Anna was actually the first person that Nuno mentioned to me before any connection with you guys when he was listening to the show kind of day to day. Anna stood out. So you can relay that to her. She's texting me on here saying that I'm doing your show instead of Nuno's, which is true. I'm not in Birmingham yet. I'll be there tomorrow for SEC Media Days. But, you know, when you got David and Olin Buchanan, they're out there they're out there doing their thing. But I think the Nuno-Anna Peterson thing is going to be fine as long as she doesn't come and start calling him a
bitch.
Call somebody a bitch?
Yeah, she called Lance a bitch. Wait a minute. That's tremendous.
It's even worse. She didn't call him a bitch.
No, it definitely upped her stock. There's no doubt about it.
No, but it's worse because on air, at least it's like, okay, that's the show. We're doing the show. She called him a bitch in the intern area. Off the air.
Bye, bitch. Her stock.
I love it.
She upped her stock tremendously with that move. All right, Looch, this football team, you mentioned, so why don't you think, what's the deal? Who's the, tell us about the quarterback situation with Haynes King and who's competing with him and why you think it's not a done deal?
Well, I think, first of all, you know how it is nowadays, and then they're going to let a quarterback battle extend at least a couple weeks into fall camp. But I don't think it was a giant gap between Haynes King and Zach Calzada during the spring. Zach came on, he looked like a different kid. And when they took him, you know, he has one of those arms where that ball just jumps off. He's an NFL arm all the way. Now, you're going to have to start somewhere and play a lot of football to get to that level. But arm-wise, he's as good as anyone I've seen come through A&M. Just the throwing of the football. Of course, Jameel Showers would have been on a short list like that too, but he ran into a guy that could kind of create magic and was very, very mobile and, you know, really elusive, both escaping trouble and throwing the football and creating. And I think that's what Haynes King can do. I think he's got all the intangibles, John. I think he's got the locker room. Not that Zach doesn't. He's actually a really popular kid on the team as well. But I think Haynes just kind of has that it factor. And you know how it is with a running quarterback. And I say he's a running quarterback. He can throw, too. Just not – he doesn't have the arm that Zach has. But a guy who so much of what he can do is avoiding pressure, throwing on the run, designed run game. He ran a legitimate – he was a 4.45. During January testing, when everybody got back, he was actually the fastest guy on the team. You know, that's after like a few weeks off, so everybody comes back. Doesn't matter. I mean, he's going to be among probably your top five fastest guys on the team as a 6'3 quarterback. So that's something that, yeah, you can see a little of that in practice, but not really. So I think, you know how it goes with college coaches. They've got to be beyond excited to see what he can do if he's out there and kind of cut loose. So I think because of that, as long as he comes out and has a good start to camp, I would pick him as my guy that I think will be starting that first game for the Aggies.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously the name. You would think that he's going to get that first shot. We'll see. So how about Athlon naming Kenyon Green, DeMarvin Leal, Isaiah Spiller, and Jalen Widermeyer all to their preseason All-America team? Luch, is this as talented, as deep as we've seen the Aggies in a while?
Yeah, it is. It is, John. I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, it's as talented, as deep as I've seen them since the probably, mid-90s. Before Mac and Bob got to the Big 12 there in the late 90s and started eroding that. But, yeah, they're loaded. You wish they had a more experienced O-line and a returning quarterback. Then I think you start wondering about a national title run, especially even up against the schedule. As tough as the SEC typically is, they miss Georgia. They miss Florida. They get Alabama at mid-season at home, not early in the season away. They LSU, again, end of the season. Auburn, a new coach. So a lot of things line up for this team. The O-line / QB, and I think it might even be more about the O-line, because can they run the ball like they had? If they can, then with that and Widermeyer at tight end and a defense that should be – it is as loaded as – anything I've seen in a while for A&M, and more importantly, it's the best one that Elko will have had, and the last one just this past season led the SEC in total defense, and it should be noticeably better. In addition to Leal, they've got five of those super senior guys that could have gone to the NFL, would have probably been some late round draft picks, and or a couple of free agents that could have made teams, and five of those guys are coming back. So you've got experience, you've got high-end talent. You've got a couple of five-star D linemen coming in, a couple of midterm cornerbacks that the insiders inside the program are pretty excited about. So, to me, it's set up that if the O-line can allow them to run the football, then you can let a quarterback kind of develop as he develops, especially, when your first five or six games or so, it's Colorado, Arkansas, Mississippi State. Not the easiest games, but games that a team like A&M should be able to win, barring them going into a surprising rebuild, which I'm not expecting. I think this team, talent-wise, I'm trying to think, Granado, when there's been that many All-American preseason candidates on an A&M team, I guess maybe 2013, because 2012, remember, Mike Evans and Johnny Manziel were not preseason All-American candidates. They were postseason, which is obviously what matters more. But, I mean, maybe 13, because you had Jake Matthews, but you didn't have Jokel. Then you had Jake, Johnny, and Mike, so at least three there. But it's been a while. And that was, as you know, that was a one-off. So it's been a while. And then going back to 13, A&M was just terrible on defense, probably the worst defense in the SEC. That's what kept them from being a title contender with that offense. So you got to go back a long time. But the crazy thing is, in the SEC, that just puts them up there. You could say, okay, talent-wise, they're in that top four. But on this year's schedule, I think if you take A&M and their 12 opponents and 13 teams, I think they're sitting there in about a tie for number two with LSU. And the gap between A&M and Bama in a year where Bama lost so much is about as small as it's probably been in the 10 years since they joined the league. And that's not to say A&M's where Bama's at. Nobody is. But you get what I'm saying, right? Like, the gap this year will be as small as it's been in 10 years since they've been in the conference.
Billy Lucci, Texags. Before you go, are you glad that the Big 12 is not going to be allowing anyone any horns down? I know that upsets you when people do horns down.
Yeah, I am. They need that. They need the grace. They need the grace from the Big 12. They're so persecuted over there. Let me ask you something, Granado. Like, why wouldn't Sark go out there last week and just say, we don't care about that. Don't penalize them if they do. We don't care. Let them do the horns down. And we're planning to play in such a way that they're not going to get many opportunities to do that. And when they do, then we're going to come out and respond. Like, I thought it was a perfect opportunity to just kind of add a little toughness, a little leather to Bevo's hide there to say, this is a new deal where we don't worry about crap like that around here anymore. Mm. So, yeah, please don't penalize them.
No horns down, Luge.
But
it's offensive. It's racist, okay? Horns down.
No horns down.
Horns down is racist. So we're not doing that anymore.
Against cows?
So bad.
Against the cows. Yes. Yes. They got spots on them or something. Yeah.
Bevo hates it, but he can attack poor little innocent Ugga and everybody celebrates it. But you do a horns down, forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your hand signal? What's the eggs? Oh, whoop! Can I say whoop even though I'm not a... Oh, can we do thumbs down instead of your whoop?
I've seen it plenty. A lot of people have been running.
Does it hurt your feelings? Does it hurt your feelings when people do that?
I had to do some counseling. Okay. I had to go to some counseling after I saw a traffic.
Crisis line, Del. Crisis line. We got a crisis line for that.
Yeah.
All right, Luch, we appreciate it as always, man. We'll talk. We're going to come. We're going to be there for the preseason one day. We're going to do the show from there, so we'll get together for lunch.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later. Thanks, John.
Billy Lucci right here, Texags, ESPN 97.5.
I hope he doesn't take us to that, was it, the Dixie Chicken?
Dixie Chicken!
So I can get some average chicken tenders?
They aren't that great.
Yeah.
There's nothing really that great about it.
No.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.